I think everyone's been impressed with our work ethic and the way we play the game. We do try to mix up our game. We do try to pass the ball. We'll never, ever be just a Route 1 team. And sometimes you have to resort to that. And arguably the best team that's ever graced England at the moment, Man City. I think they were wishing that the fullback would have put his foot through the ball when the ball broke to him in the box instead of trying to control it last night. So, you know, there is a time and a place to do that. And it's getting the players to understand that and getting the players to spot danger and get players to spot when they can exploit danger in the opposition boxes. And it's been working for us at the moment. And we need a little bit of luck along the way, and we've had that. We had no luck at the start of the season, but we've managed to turn the corner with that, and that's only down to hard work and getting yourself into areas where you can capitalise on things rather than things going against you.
You said that obviously you got these couple of games in hand, and you're saying that everyone just assumes that equates to 6 points. Are you at all concerned about complacency, about the idea that, well, pretty much Stanley at least have won automatic promotion? Or is that not a concern? Are you quite comfortable with it?
I'm not comfortable with the notion that we're already there, because I know we're not. And I've been around the block long enough to know that. And to be fair, the players are keeping their feet firmly on the ground. They're not getting carried away. They're enjoying every win, and they celebrate every win. But that's what they're celebrating, just a win. It's great to come into work. It's great to be around these lads. You know, they're infectious. Their enthusiasm is only getting better and better. The work rate's fantastic. And, you know, the fitness levels for this stage of the season is fantastic.
The run that your team's on at the minute, I mean, this doesn't happen that often, does it? Regardless of what level you're at, to win the amount of games you're doing at the minute, how much are you kind of hoping that they can live in the moment and enjoy what they're doing at the minute?
Well, we've been saying that to them. I mean, this is never going to happen to me as a manager. It's never going to happen to most of them as players, that you're going to win 14 out of 16 league games, draw one of the others. So you've got to enjoy it while it lasts and hope it lasts a little bit longer. You know, it'll be very difficult to do it to the end of the season, but we can try. And it won't be for the want of trying. But we've got to enjoy the moment. We've got to embrace it. You know, we are getting a lot of attention now. And whilst you'd like to shy away from that and just wait till it's all over and you're promoted, or if we are lucky enough to be promoted, celebrate it that way and take the plaudits that way and take the limelight that way, that'd be great. But you've got to understand that it goes with the territory. And you've got to be able to deal with that and live with that. And at this moment in time, the players are.
As you say, job's certainly not done yet, and you go down to Colchester this weekend, and they've had an upturn in their form. They're in decent run at the minute, aren't they? They're winning some games.
They've won the last three. You know, we've had them watched. We've watched them first hand and watched them on videos as well, and we know what they're about, and they're, you know, they'll pose enough problems for us that'll make it a difficult game. But as I've said all along, every game we play in League Two is a difficult game. And you ask any other team, any other manager, they all know that there's no easy games in our league. We've hammered that home to the players, and the players realise that. The players aren't mugs. But people just look at league tables and say, oh, X are playing Y and they're such a place in the league, and the other ones are near the bottom, and so therefore that's a guaranteed win. It doesn't work. Everyone seems to have something to play for. Even, you know, you look at 2 years ago, we had the heartbreak and not going up. Stephen has arguably had the least to play for out of every team in the country, and yet they've fought for the clean sheet like their life depended on it. So, you know, we know every game we play. We've got Colchester who are pushing for the playoffs, putting in good, rich vein of form. Every game you play is going to be difficult, and what we know is that we're capable of making it difficult for the opposition, and that's all we can do.